Thank you, Madam President. The Convention constitutes an indispensable element of the international law on conventional weapons with indiscriminate effects. Turkey fully implements the Convention and its annexed protocols to which it is party. Annual compliance reports are valuable tools for mutual understanding, transparency, and confidence building. Turkey has been submitting its compliance reports regularly and would like to encourage all high contracting parties to do so. Madam President, Turkey is gravely concerned with the use of improvised explosive devices by terrorists, which has considerably increased over the last years. Use of IEDs by such criminal organizations has indiscriminate effects and devastating impact at all levels, especially on civilians. As a country which has been the target of such heinous terrorist attacks, we condemn such covertly perpetrated assaults in any part of the world. We are convinced that the amended Protocol 2 is the appropriate forum to address the challenges posed by the IEDs. We believe that the declaration on IEDs to be made at the review conference will add more to our common efforts. Madam President, we see value in further discussions on the ways and means to curbing access by terrorists and criminal entities to military explosives and IED precursor materials. We are very much cognizant of various challenges to control and prevent dual-use materials to end up in wrong hands. Turkey attaches great importance to the awareness of the IED threat among military, intelligence, police, other security stakeholders, and the general public, and supports the efforts on avoiding illicit stocking, transport, possession, and use of explosives. Madam President, we welcome the informal discussions on lethal autonomous weapons system, which were enhanced during the last expert meeting in April. CCW is the right forum to take up laws, since it looks for a balance among humanitarian actions and military utility. The recommendations of the expert meeting to the fifth review conference have been a useful step forward. We are of the opinion that if the conference decides on the establishment of a group of governmental experts, much needed work relating to laws would further evolve. Madam President, with regard to mines other than anti-personnel mines, Turkey acknowledges that MOTAPIM are legitimate weapons which serve important military purposes in a combat with regard to self-defense and other military operations. We note the differences of opinion continue over various aspects of MOTAPIM. We are convinced that states' parties' concerns should be given consideration. We believe that existing provisions of amended Protocol 2 and international humanitarian law, which regulate the use and design of MOTAPIM, can address humanitarian concerns raised from the irresponsible use of such weapons. So the balance between military necessities and humanitarian concerns should be searched for, and we think that this can be established through full implementation of AP2 and IHL. The possibility of these mines falling into the hands of terrorists is a concern shared by the international community. In that regard, export control regime type of regulations could be adopted. In this respect, we already have good examples. Universality of the Convention remains a key objective. In this context, we welcome the accession of 9 new states parties to the Convention since the fourth review conference. As a contributing country, Turkey is pleased that the sponsorship program has been functional in promoting further interest in the CCW. We expect that the RevCon will be able to consider the discussions we have had in the last 5 years cycle and shape the way forward for our future work. In this regard, we would like to draw attention to the importance of a comprehensive final document. We will work constructively with all delegations to this end. I thank you, Madam President.
Thank you very much, Ambassador Ali.